It's What Should I Do, crew, on 94.5 PST.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we need more details on this. Gabby just found out that her fiancé has been sneaking out of their apartment. Hey, Gabby.
Yep, I'm seriously wondering if we should call off the wedding. He's sneaking out to his mother so she can feed him.
Oh, feed him? Is there no food in your apartment?
Of course there is. He just doesn't want it.
Wait, is he a picky eater? Like, does his mom make his favorites? Like, you could do that, right? Or he could do that.
Actually, I'm the picky eater, so I admit I only make things that I'll eat. I mean, I can't starve, but I mean, I make the classics that everyone loaves. Pasta, chicken parm, meatloaf.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, like, what's wrong with those?
Exactly. He says they're basic and he needs more, so he goes home to eat.
Well, then why can't he cook then? Like, is he a mama's boy?
I didn't really think he was. It wasn't a problem when we first got engaged and moved in together. This is a newer problem, and it worries me.
I can relate, sort of, because I'm sort of, and Joe, we're both kind of picky eaters a little bit. I mean, it's hard. It's not like we want to be picky. Mm. Like, I wish I wasn't so picky, to be honest. I just don't like the taste of certain foods.
Thank you for saying that. I just stomach a lot of foods. They don't taste good to me.
I mean, maybe if you tried more things out, maybe they'll grow on you. I don't know, but
I have tried. It didn't really work. So, seriously, what do I do? There's no way we're going to get married and have him leaving our home and going to his mother's for dinner. This is so upsetting to me.
Oh.
Are we doomed?
Yep.
How does this end? I don't want to ruin our relationship, but I don't know what to do.
Oof. Gabby. Do me a favor. Hang on. We're going to get you some advice from listeners. Then we'll bring you back on and let you know what they said, okay?
Okay.
All right.
You're not going to like the advice I'm going to give Gabby.
Oh, can we wait for this, please?
Oh, man. This is weird. Let's be real. This is weird.
As somebody who doesn't cook well, I think I'd be totally offended. I don't know.
You would be offended. You just admitted I don't cook well.
This is weird.
But, right? I just said I don't cook well.
I'm very similar to her. I cook the basics. I know how to cook the basics. I don't know how to cook fancy stuff. I admit it. I don't really like fancy stuff.
I know how to cook a box of Cheerios and a can of soup.
I think a little more than that.
That's fine, though. Like, then he needs to think, okay, maybe he should make chicken cacciatore one night or something. Why does she just need to come home and cook meatloaf every night?
What is this? I'd be offended if he was leaving the house for dinner. Step up and help me make something or make it yourself. Like, why does she have to be the one to cook in the house?
Yeah,
well, because she ain't going to like what he's going to make, it sounds like.
That's the problem. But there's a compromise here, I feel like,
it's
right?
Being single. Being single is easier.
Come on, they're not doomed, are they? You got to call us right now. See, Gabby's fiance is sneaking out of their apartment every night. She found out, she caught him, and now she's here to ask us some advice. It's Chris and the crew. It's Chris, Joe, and Gianna. Yeah, we've got Desiree and East Windsor on the line. What?
I just want to be one point. Gabby says the fiance is going because he's getting food from his mom. Just want to clarify that because you're making an allocation over there.
Well, listen, Desiree in East Windsor thinks he's cheating. Right, Desiree?
To be honest, I think this is a weird new problem, and it's weird for him to be going out at night like that when he could just cook himself some food. Yeah, I do think he's cheating.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Oof. He says it's because she's picky and doesn't make the things that he likes. She's making like the basic stuff because she doesn't like a lot more than that. And so he's been going to his mom's and she did say this is a new problem.
This is weird.
Is he cheating? I don't know. What do you think about this? What should she do? 609. We're doing What Should I Do crew here on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Chris, Joe, Gianna, intern Zach in the PST app chat. So she came on and told us that she caught him sneaking out of the house. Apparently, he's been sneaking out of the house a lot. He's saying he's going to his mom's to get food, to be fed, because she's not a great cooker. Just cooks the basics.
Yeah, and not well, and she's a picky eater. A lot of eating drama in their house.
He wants more.
Then Desiree took us on a journey and said,
she was like, he's not going to get food. He's cheating.
This man needs to pick up a pan and some olive oil and figure it out. I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, let's go to the phones. So we've got Dot in Cherry Hill. Dot, do you think he's cheating too?
There's more underlying problems than she's saying, especially since she jumped to the fact that she's saying more or less they shouldn't even get married. So one of the things she could do is cook dinner together, maybe take some cooking classes. It sounds like she's not really compromising on just food. There might be other underlying things that she's not really either noticing or stating. So it sounds like there's more than meets the eye.
I agree. There definitely is a compromise. Get in that kitchen and help her. If he loves her so much, he wouldn't be sneaking out. I agree with that. All right, let's go to Alexis in Philly. All right, are you on the cheating bandwagon too here?
I think he is cheating. I don't think that it's really nothing that she could do. But because at the end of the day, he should have, you know, been like, hey, babe, can you just go on TikTok and look up some new recipes?
Yes, exactly. That's where I get him.
Why? She could just invite herself to dinner with him when he goes out. Like, be like, you know, I would like to know the recipes that your mom is, you know, doing or whatever, and I could try them at home and we could try them together.
Totally.
He might see right through that, though, because she's a picky eater. He might be like, you're not going to eat the whatever mama's making.
Yeah. She's willing to try, though.
But the thing is, if he's sketchy about bringing her, maybe there's actually something sketchy going on.
All right, let's go to Cherie in Princeton. She's always a good detective. Cherie, do you think there's cheating going on, or you think this really is a food thing?
No, I don't think there's cheating. I think it's a food thing. She's got to realize they're getting married. And for me, I have learned after 20 years of marriage, you either learn to cook what they want or you learn to eat what they want. She's going to have to stop this. She can be picky all she wants, but she's going to have to cook what he likes, his favorites. She needs to go over his mom's house and have his mom teach her how to cook.
Yeah, no, I do like that. It's better than calling off the wedding, right?
Over food.
After years of marriage, have you learned that, Chris?
I have to say, there were some things at the beginning of our marriage that seemed like the end of the world. You guys have heard the shower curtain story, right? He put up this shower curtain in our first apartment, and it had, like, geometric shapes on it and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God, it's over. I can't deal with these decorations. And the way he loaded the dishwasher, everything seemed like the end of the world when first moved in together.
You're difficult to live with.
No, and then you just realize that you need to compromise, and it's not, every problem isn't the biggest problem in the world.
Nobody's,
you know,
perfect.
What I mean?
Hannah Montana said it.
So, Hannah Montana. So there are definitely compromises here, and I like the one about going to his mom's, finding out what his favorites are, learning to cook. Unless his mom, mother-in-laws are weird. Unless his mom is saying, baby, come over.
But
let mama cook for you.
Oh, get Gabby back.
Guys are weird. They don't stand up to their mothers.
Hey, Gabby.
Hi.
Do you have an air tag or something, a spare one? You want to put that on his car?
Bye.
Do you find my friends, anything like that?
I mean, I don't, but I can get one.
Yeah, let's get an air tag and put it on the back of his Corolla.
There's some people thinking he's cheating, but just keep your eyes open. But there's definitely compromises in the kitchen. Start telling him, we're going to make your favorites together, or I'm going to get your mom's recipes or whatever. Look, if he really loves you, he's going to stop if you don't want him sneaking out anymore.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
It's the truth.
And worst case, you know, you go get yourself a little side dinner, too. If he comes home hungry, then you know. If he's snacking still at night after a dinner at Mama's, then you know he probably went out for something else.
Joe.
Interesting.
I made her a big poor Gabby.
You are awful.
Gabby, you're good.
Thanks for calling. Good luck.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
I'm just saying, if you come home hungry.
Joe, you're horrible.
Probably a red flag.
There are 5 states in this country that don't have one of these restaurants that I can't believe. I thought they were everywhere. We'll fill you in about 7:30 and 7:40. We're going to play Can't Beat Chris.
Chris is on a 6-day streak.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
So we'll see how it turns out today.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
It's kind of blowing my mind a little bit. There are 5 states in the country that don't have one of these restaurants. God, I thought this was everywhere. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Gianna, intern Zach is here too. If you want to chat in the 94.5 PST app chat, he's in there. It's Cracker Barrel.
Wow. Yeah. So Alaska, Hawaii, Washington, Wyoming, and Vermont all share the same thing, that they don't have Cracker Barrel.
I swear to God, I thought every state had like 5 of these.
You guys, Cracker Barrel is just fantastic.
I am a Cracker Barrel fan.
I dragged my boyfriend on Easter to a Cracker Barrel.
It's very on homey. Easter.
Yeah.
That's a holiday place?
Well, I mean, I wanted home cooking, and, yeah, it's and very I was not making a ham or anything myself.
It's super close to home cooking, right? It feels like it to me.
It does.
It's got a very homey vibe. You can sit in those rockers out front.
That's why I used to sleep in the parking lots of Cracker Barrels.
I'm sorry, what?
When I was a kid and I would travel with my grandparents to NASCAR races.
Which still blows my mind he's a NASCAR fan.
You're allowed, and sometimes I would even say encouraged, because they think of it as added security. You pull your RV in. Have you ever noticed there's RV parking, and you're like, if you're at the one like Robbinsville or whatever, you're like, who's bringing an RV to the Robbinsville one?
You know what? You're right.
Because they encourage that, right? It's grab and go kind of food quick. So you park your RV there. I've slept in a Cracker Barrel. You have dinner and you have breakfast.
Wait, that's fantastic.
You go in after dinner. You know, you go in for dinner. You walk out. You lock up the RV. And you wake up. You go in for breakfast. And you drive on your way to wherever I was going.
Did
Bristol
you have to be in an RV?
To sleep in the parking lot? I mean, I wouldn't advise sleeping in your car. I'm not sure what they'll do. I don't know, to be honest. But those were good memories.
You'd be first in line. Wow. I always like that you could do a little shopping in it and stuff. But, Joe, sleeping in the parking lot is the new one for you.
Oh, I love that roast beef. Oh, that meatloaf, that roast beef. Oh, my God.
There is a lot of things to unpack here.
If I could go right now.
This is something I never knew about you, Joe.
Chris and the crew. Here's what's coming up on 94.5 PST.
Wow. Just when you think you know everything about Joe.
Darn it, I want to go now.
Cracker Barrel parking lot.
I want to go for some roast beef.
Roast beef?
It's really good.
Coming up, 7:48. Well, actually, just after 8 o'clock, first cash code of the day. This is the last week for this, so you got to get in on this. All right, so download the 94.5 PST app and get ready to go. 7:48, we're going to do the scoop. Oh, my God, Kim Kardashian has a message for Taylor Swift. And how can you start feeling, like, more productive at work, like, instantly? I'm going to fill you in.
And before that, 7:40, your chance to take on the queen of pop culture.
Let's do it.
Lady to my left over there, who's on, what, a six-day winning streak or so?
Get it right.
Can't be Chris. Comes your way at 7:40.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It can't be Chris. Can't be Chris on 94.5 PST.
The Wednesday edition of Can't Be Chris. Who is our contestant on the line? Good morning.
Hi, I'm Michelle from Hamilton, and I'm back for revenge to be Chris.
Oh, no.
The good news is it sounds like Michelle. That means Chris has beaten you before, right?
Correct.
The bad news is that means she's ready and excited to beat you today, Chris.
And at least she doesn't sound angry, so let's give this a go.
All right, so Michelle, you know how this works, but if you're new here, well, you get three questions with Chris out of the room, and then Chris comes back. We'll see who gets more of them right when Chris returns, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, Chris.
I'll see you later.
First question for you, Michelle. Victoria Beckham celebrated her 50th birthday by reuniting with the other members of her 90s girl group. Go ahead and name that group.
Spice Girls, lock it in.
Okay. Country singer Blake Shelton opened his own Vegas bar. What singing competition show was he a coach on for 23 seasons?
The Voice, lock it in.
I love it. I love with the confidence. And the third and final question. Rihanna said in an interview that some of her past outfits gave her the ick when she looks back. Let's name this Rihanna song. Press play.
Umbrella.
Are you locking in Umbrella?
I lock it in.
Maybe it was a good guess. Maybe it's why Rihanna kept saying Umbrella. Kathy Chris, as I motioned for Chris to come back into the room, is powered by Legoland Discovery Center, Philadelphia. Let's jump into a world of creativity, color, and playful learning at Philadelphia's Legoland Discovery Center. Info tickets, philadelphia.legolanddiscoverycenter.com. Hi, Christine.
Hello, I see you guys laughing in here. What is going on?
We're just chatting away with our friend Michelle.
Okay, how do you feel, Michelle? How do you think you did?
I actually feel better than I thought I was going to do.
Oh, okay, let's see what happens.
First question for you, Chris. Victoria Beckham celebrated her 50th birthday by reuniting with the other members of her 90s girl group. Name that group.
Spice Girls.
It is Spice Girls. You both said Spice Girls, so you're both correct.
Woo!
1-1. Number two, country singer Blake Shelton opened his own Vegas bar. What singing competition show was he a coach on for 23 seasons?
It's The Voice.
You both said The Voice, and you're both correct.
Ooh.
2-2. Third and final question. Rihanna said in an interview that some of her past outfits have given her the ick when she looks back. So, Chris, name this Rihanna song. I'm going to press play.
Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll
Ella, Ella, Ella. I feel like you have to do that whenever you sing.
You and Michelle both kept going. It is correct. It is Umbrella.
Wow. Good job, Michelle.
I know. Thanks.
You do not have to say the phrase of shame because it was a tie. You get a prize, but you technically didn't beat Chris, okay?
That's okay. But it was a tie.
It was a tie, right? It sounds like it was better than last time.
Better than last time. I lost by one. I'll take the tie.
And we love that. You got a pair of tickets to the Byright Beer and Wine Festival. It's happening this Saturday at Mercer County Park.
Nice. Thanks.
Whether you're a beer enthusiast or a wine connoisseur, come enjoy a great day at Mercer County Park. Get more info now on the events page, 945PSD.com.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 for another chance to beat Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Kim Kardashian's got a little message for Taylor Swift. Basically, get over it, girl. Get over it. Apparently, this feud was years ago. And you know the diss track that just came out on the Tortured Poets Department. Thank you, Amy. And the capital letters are Kim, K-I-M, in the title. It's all about Kim Kardashian. She goes after her, too. And Kim says, we're adults. Maybe it's time you moved on and basically left me alone. It was a long time ago. I kind of agree with her. I was kind of surprised with this diss track, to be honest.
We're
supposed to be building each other up, we women.
She's made up with Katy Perry and stuff. Like, you know,
the whole song "Shake It Off," right? She doesn't shake things off. She holds grudges.
I don't know. I think this was in the archives, and I think this one just stung, the Kim and Kanye thing. I think it stung to her.
So, you know, she was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. Kim was, and she confirmed a really weird rumor about herself that she actually blow dries her jewelry before putting it on. Here's why.
Because I hate being freezing, and when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
Okay, Kim. Do you think she's actually doing the blow drying, or like an assistant is blow drying everything before she puts it on?
Her glam squad is probably doing it.
God. So crazy. So Americans, in a new poll, apparently the average American spends, almost $500 more than they want to on tipping because they feel guilted into tipping more than they should.
Dang. That sounds about right.
That's a lot of money, though. We've stopped this.
We've built this society.
Oh. We've got to stop because, I mean, oh my God, everything's so expensive now.
Where does it end, you know?
So how can you instantly feel more productive at work? You're probably on your way to work right now.
Quit your job.
Instantly more productive if you, Justin, Joe, you need this tip. Organize your workspace.
Ooh. Have you seen my office lately?
The minute you organize your workspace, you're going to feel more productive.
I did because I'm switching desks in the office, but I did. I really did.
I'm proud of you.
That's good. We'll see how long it lasts. What about the studio here?
You know, once a week I do this space. But, you know, it's the same thing I say about the bedroom. It's why I actually keep my bedroom pretty clean. Shockingly.
Because
I like to be productive there.
Oh, boy. All right. That's where we're stopping that. Today is Administrative Professionals Day. So if you're on your way to work, you better pick something up. Or buy lunch today or something. You know those administrative professionals run the office. They really do. They know more about it than anybody else in the whole place. And the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, voted to ban nearly all non-competes for employees. This is a big deal.
It's a big deal.
This is a huge deal. So they can't stop you. Your employer can't stop you anymore from getting a job at a competing place.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, some people are saying the reason why they get stuck in abusive workplaces.
It'll make
the reason
fair
why they can't
wages,
put
yeah.
Yeah, the reason they can't put food on the table, they can't get another job because it's a competing job or whatever. So this is a big deal.
Yeah, hopefully it's sticks.
A win.
Hopefully it sticks in the courts.
Yeah, there's the scoop.
Chris and the Crew. Here's what's coming up on 94.5 PST.
Just after 8 o'clock, your first cash code of the day. Yeah, a couple more days of this. Last week of 30 grand in your hand, sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Rule for all natural pet foods and supplies online at dogsandcatsrule.pet. That could be the wedding you didn't think you could have. All right, so get ready. We'll give you that first cash code just after 8.
Chris and the Crew, 94.5 PST.
Hey. What I have to ask you is it disgusting to try on underwear in the store? Like, this is, I don't get this. It's Chris Giogiana. Intern Zach is here too. I was shopping with a friend the other day. I told her she was debating what underwear to buy. And I was like, just go in there and try it on, like over your underwear.
This is foul. Foul.
She acted like I told her to jump off a cliff.
Chris is disgusting with this kind of behavior.
I don't understand. Stand this. I'm not telling you to try it on, you know, with your parts.
Chris, Nobody does this, yeah, though.
I think a lot of people do this, Gianna.
I don't think you're allowed to try on, like, undergarments and stuff if it doesn't have that liner.
I think you're absolutely allowed to, as long as you keep your underwear on. Now, obviously, you're not taking it off.
I think you could try it over your pants.
What swimsuits, you do it?
Yeah, but there's that liner in there.
That liner does nothing.
I know, but it
might as well not even exist.
It's at least something blocking your underwear and the bathing suit. There's something so intimate about underwear. Yes. I've never heard of anybody doing this before.
I cannot believe you suggested this to your friend. By the way, your friend who also said you were crazy when you told them to do this.
No, yeah. I mean, she looked at me like, huh? Never really thought to do that. Because like, you would just buy it without trying it on? Yes. I mean, it's so stretchy and there's different styles and stuff. Like,
yeah, you just kind of guess. You pick it up and you buy it and then you just...
And so what if it doesn't fit?
You return it.
You try it on first.
You wouldn't.
Too much of a hassle.
Did you make a face at returning underwear that you would try on in the store?
No. It's the time. I barely have time to get to the store, let alone get it, go home, try it on, go back.
But the thing is, they're pretty stretchy. Like, if you, everybody basically knows what size underwear they wear. Yeah. It's pretty much universal.
I don't think you're right about this. I don't think I'm alone either in saying it's okay to try on underwear over your underwear.
No, but then like you're just in dirty underwear all day.
Yeah, how dirty is your underwear? But, like, mine's not that dirty.
Yeah, but when you're wearing underwear, they're considered dirty, and then you're going to put clean underwear that somebody else may buy
on your suit is the same way.
Gianna.
Yeah, but there's at least a liner
in
there.
Gianna, that liner is about one by one.
Still, it's at least a liner.
Gianna,
I think Chris Rollins trying on this kind of clothing is where COVID-19 was born.
That is true. This is true.
Were you doing this back in 2019 in Wuhan?
Where were you?
Can I tell you, honestly, I'm not even sure I've tried on underwear, but I don't see anything wrong with it.
It is.
I really don't see anything wrong with it.
I don't even... Okay, here's the thing. I know that bathing suits have the liner and stuff. I don't even try on bathing suits. 9.9 out of 10 times I buy bathing suits online.
How come there's not a sign that says, do not try on the underwear?
Because it's common knowledge.
It's common knowledge. I think you're literally the only human being who has to be told this.
You know what? You want to do Fifth Call Says It All? Because I don't think you're right on this. I really don't.
Gianna and I are absolutely going to be right.
Who tries on underwear over their underwear and thinks it's perfectly okay? You got to call right now to try on underwear that you're going to buy over your other underwear. Do you?
You're disgusting. That's Chris Rollins. I'm Joe and Gianna. Intern Zach's here. Joe and Gianna are just normal. We don't ever try an underwear in the store.
No, that is something.
I went shopping with a friend over the weekend and she was trying to decide what kind to buy. And I was like, just go in there. And why would they have dressing rooms at underwear places if you weren't meant to try them on
for bras and other things? I don't think
that. Now you're okay with doing that, but there's no shield.
But there's no things coming out of
really
that.
You know, bras there's just.
Boob sweat? Are you kidding me?
There's different things in the lower region.
There's bodily fluids.
I love the way you think that's okay. You're Chris, a double standard.
No, that's so different.
It's not even that you're disgusting. It's that people are disgusting. Like stains and my God down there, right?
Underwear and bras are two completely different things.
You're not getting it on you. You're keeping your underwear. Okay, let's go to the phone. We're doing Fifth Call Says It All. Gianna, just tell me who's on.
All right, Sophia in Lambertville is here. Sophia, whose side are you on?
I am on the don't try it on side. I definitely would try on a bra or a bathing suit, but I've never even thought to try on underwear. I've been wearing basically the same brand of underwear, you know, my whole life.
Yep, Sophia. Yep. Mm-hmm. Normal.
I love the way, I don't think a bathing suit is much different. I mean, that thing is like, that's not protecting you from anything, that little shield in the middle. Half the time when I try a swimsuit on, it's ripped off or hanging off, you know what I mean? Like, whatever.
As a guy, I didn't know those things existed until like only semi-recently. All right, Gemma, who's called to?
Derek is in Philly. What's up, Derek? Which side are you on?
Don't try it on.
Love it, Derek.
My reasons.
Oh,
I want to hear your reasons.
Put the socks on. You got to put the socks on to try shoes on, right? And some of these girls don't wear enough underwear to try something over top of it, okay?
And I love it.
But you have underwear on. He had a point.
He had a point. Think about if you're wearing a skimpier pair, ladies.
Oh, God.
Things are still out there. I mean, your bow tie is still out there.
It's true. Sheree in Princeton's here. What's up, Sheree?
How many calls is that, two? Mm-hmm. Three? Okay, Sheree's three.
Are you kidding me? It's, Chris, it's a no. bunkie juice. People don't wear underwear. There's no way. No way.
No, but if you're wearing underwear, that's a big shield in between the other underwear.
But here's the thing, though. Some people wear thongs and stuff. That's a little different than wearing...
That's three calls. Fourth call. Chris is just waiting, hoping that fifth one is randomly on her side.
Katie is in Philly. What's going on, Katie? Whose side are you on?
Do not try on the underwear, but I'm here to tell you people do it.
Oh, yeah,
I believe that.
I sit next to one of those freaks.
I don't, really.
Her name is Chris.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
All right, Gianna, here's the fifth call.
All right, Nikki's in Jackson.
Fifth call,
Nikki.
Says it all, Nikki. Don't let me down, girl.
Don't let me down,
I'm
Nikki.
I'm not going to let you down, Chris. I personally don't do it, but on a rare occasion if you're trying on a new style. But I have to say, you just asked Gianna what she would do if she took them home and they didn't fit. She said she'd return them. So you have to try them on to know if they fit, right, Gianna?
I'm on Chris's side.
Doesn't
matter where you're trying it on, girl.
I just want to let you know, if I try on anything like that, it's going over leggings or something. If I'm trying on a bathing suit. No, I'm being serious. If I try on a bathing suit or a Shein bathing suit that I ordered online, it's going over leggings.
What's the difference between leggings are the same? My leggings are just about as thick as my underwear is. Leggings are thin.
You're crazy.
It depends what kind of underwear you're wearing.
I think Gianna wears less undies than Chris and I piece together.
I believe fifth call said it all. Thank you.
Press that button.
Day 17. It's Chris and the crew.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
Disgusting.
Hey,
I mean,
foul.
And we've met Nikki. I thought I knew someone.
There's a bunch of app chats, too, that say, gotta try it on, too, by the way.
Chris, there are perverts these stores. There are perverts out there just trying. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you guys live in your
You are
bubble.
A pervert.
All right, coming up.
Just after 9 o'clock. A pervert is the right word.
You're trying on undies.
That's too far.
You're a pervert. You know how much I love that word, too.
I love that word.
After 9 o'clock, we'll give you the next cash code of the day. Yeah, 30 grand in your hand. Wrapping up this week, so you got to get in on this. 10 chances every weekday, sponsored locally by Dogs and Cats Roll. So download the 94.5 PST app and get ready to go. 8:48, we're going to do the scoop. Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian has a message for Taylor Swift. I'll fill you in. And at 8:30 this morning, there's a new world record that Gianna is going for. She could be in the Guinness Book. We'll tell you what that is.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.
Gianna is going to get herself in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Woo!
Oof, she's after it. 8:30. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, and Gianna, intern Zach, is here too. Chatting in the 94.5 PST app chat if you want to check in.
So this 69-year-old man in Australia just broke a world record because he went to 120 different bars in 24 hours.
You can do it.
I'm telling you. The previous record was 99, child's play. Now this man, working it up, make it a little more challenging, 120.
Do you have to drink any?
I was just going to say, do you have to have a drink in each one? Because you're going to be dead.
It says at each one, you have to consume at least 125 milliliters of a drink at each place. So that's just 4 ounces, which is about a third of a beer.
Okay.
So it's just a few sips. It's not that much.
Third of a beer divide. Ooh, that's still a lot.
Do the math, Joe.
Right? Well, how many bars?
120.
120.
So you probably need to go to like 5 bars in order to get a beer, right?
Yeah.
That's still a lot, Gianna.
That's still 40 beers.
Holy crap.
But here's the catch. The rules did not say that the drinks have to be alcoholic.
Oh, simple then.
So you could mix in some waters, practice some responsible drinking habits. I think I could do
Start
this.
Start practicing
time.
Those.
Calling Guinness.
I gotta. I. You know what?
What's
when
your
I
goal?
My goal.
That's awful.
Yeah, you gotta beat the
120.
I think a solid 127. I think I could.
The nice thing about Gianna is she starts something, but she's not particularly known for finishing big ideas.
Well,
that is true.
When stuff like this happens, though, if this ever happens and I get to do this, I'm having the full glam squad coming to the last bar stop. They're gonna beat my face. I'm gonna look so good. I'm gonna look like a Kardashian, and that's the picture that'll go in the Guinness World Record. I already have this all planned out,
you
guys.
You need to do this.
I look forward to
giving up on stop 50 I expect you to.
Here's what's coming up with Chris and the crew.
All right, speaking of the Kardashians, Kim Kardashian has a message for Taylor Swift. I'll fill you in. 8:48, we'll do the scoop on 94.5 PST.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the crew's Daily Scoop.
Kim Kardashian's got a little message for Taylor Swift. Basically, move on, honey. Move on. She says their feud was years ago, and she's over it and can't understand why Taylor's not over it too. Talking about the diss track, obviously the Thank You Amy with the capital letters K-I-M in it from the new album, The Tortured Poets Department. So she's saying basically, I don't know why we haven't moved on. Get with it, girl. Move on. So Kim, speaking of, was on Jimmy Kimmel and confirmed this really weird rumor about her that she blow dries her jewelry before she puts it on. This is why.
Because I hate being freezing. And when you put on cold jewelry or like anything with a zipper, I need it warm.
That is something.
So you guys wear more jewelry than I do. Do you agree with that?
Sometimes it does feel weird on your skin, but I've never even considered blow drying it first.
Yeah, me either. I think she's wearing obviously different pieces than we are. They're probably really big and bold.
And heavy pieces.
So I guess that weighs on you, that cold.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
She said something about the coffee cup styrofoam sound that it makes. That does go right through me, that she refuses to have those little sleeves on her coffee cups. Mm. That I can agree with.
Yeah, I don't like that.
So Megan Thee Stallion is being sued by a photographer who's saying that basically she creates a toxic work environment. He's saying that she forced him to watch her get it on with another woman in the back of an SUV. Wait, he's complaining about that? Anyway.
This is why men don't come forward, Chris.
I'm kidding.
Be nice.
I'm just kidding. He also says that Megan fat shamed him, verbally abused him, underpaid him. Like, it sounds like a Lizzo thing, like, all over again.
Yeah,
so we'll see where this goes. Kanye apparently is getting into the porn business. Do you hear about this?
This tracks.
He's going to call it Yeezy Porn.
Okay.
Could be up and running as early as this summer. I'll keep you posted.
Is he just the directing or starring?
God, let's hope he's not starring.
I'm so curious.
That's good bet money to be it made in that industry.
From people like you, Joe. And it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. There's a list of the top distractions that can get you into an accident. Number 5, like reaching for stuff. Is that alarming? Sometimes you think you're okay to reach for like your handbag or something, and then all of a sudden you're swerving. That's scary.
It is.
Ooh, like a lack of sleep is next. Looking at something outside, like just like glancing over. Let's say you're driving by an ice cream shop. Oh, let's see what's going on over here.
There goes your wheel.
Obviously, cell phones, number 2.
You know what I say? Jesus, take that wheel.
I thought cell phones would be number 1, but it's number 2.
Oh, wow.
And number 1, daydreaming.
Mm.
You ever find yourself kind of like zoning out when you drive?
Yeah, I'm like, you pull up, you're like, oh my God, how did I get here?
Yes. I know. There's the scoop.
Chris and the crew, 94.5 PST.
Good morning, it's Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Going commercial free at 10 o'clock. Yeah, another 94-minute commercial free music sweep to get your day started. It's Chris, Joe, Gianna, intern Zach is here today too. Always in the 94.5 PST app chat if you want to check in. There's an annoying new grocery store trend, and I think it needs to stop. It's when you put your AirPods in and you totally just zone out in the grocery store.
I can't lie. I'm so guilty of this. So guilty. I have to say though, I do leave one AirPod out in case I do talk to someone or someone comes up to me. But let me tell you, I love this. I feel like a main character in Wegmans. Like it is everything. It really is. I feel like I'm in my own music video. I listened to Taylor Swift's new album the other day while I was shopping through the dairy section. I felt so mysterious, like I was in my own music video. It was everything.
I find the people that are wearing the AirPods in the store are blocking the aisles with their carts. They're not aware that somebody's trying to reach around them or that they're in somebody's way. And why can't we just talk to each other and do pleasantries to each other in the grocery store? I always talk to people in the grocery store.
Your spatial awareness is gone when you're wearing them. Now, I started doing it, like, because I will walk through, a lot of times I'll walk through the mall in Center City for various errands and things more frequently than the average person is in a mall these days. And I will say, I do it, unfortunately. It's just I get in my own world. But then I realize it's not the safest decision. I
was
going to
say, it's also a safety thing. Yeah. If there's something going on around you, you have no clue.
Yep.
So I got to do the one AirPod out, one AirPod in. Then you like know what's going on, but you're not bored while you're walking around. I get bored in the grocery store.
I'm never bored. I say hi to people. We talk about products.
I'm so... You do?
Absolutely.
Swapping milk tips?
I'll look at things in people's cars and say, hey, where did you get that? Do you like that?
Okay.
I talk to people all the time.
Maybe I'm Chris like Rollins that, but... is why I will start putting in more AirPods so that I don't have to talk to people.
Stop it.
Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST.